Logan froze, unable to move. He had no idea how to react. He was more than qualified to take on just about anything this world had to offer. But this was something different. For what seemed like minutes, but was really more like seconds, the only thing the SDF members could hear was the tearing of fabric, the snapping of bones, and the chewing of flesh. "Back up," Logan whispered, slowly. What was left of the initial team backpedaled as one, making it another 20 feet. Then a hand emerged from the hole, covered in even more blood than before. It did indeed sport a set of menacing black fingernails. Logan then saw a form behind the hand rise, followed by another, and another, and another. 6 in all. 6? Wait, there should have only been 5, he thought, terrified. There had only been a couple of times in his life when he was genuinely frightened, but this topped them all. "Hey, boss," Fitz said, his voice quivering in fright. "Lose the green." He glanced over and saw that Fitz, along with CJ and Jan, had ditched the night vision equipment. They were just standing there, staring towards where Sami and Pandu had been undoubtedly killed. Following the advice of his trusted friend, Logan flipped the goggles up and stopped. The only thing he could feel, besides his shaking hands and trembling legs, were the 6 sets of glowing blood-red eyes burning holes into him. The things that had just killed 2 of his men in a matter of seconds peered up and over the rim of the grave, eyeing what he believed to be their next meal. He'd seen a predator's hungry look before. This was much worse. And then the owners of those devilish eyes attacked.